We are often left thinking about the people that have passed on in our country. And when I think about that, I think about a quote from John F. Kennedy, who once said, "What a beautiful day. Dallas is a wonderful city. Look at all these people here happy to see me. This is going to be a great..." I'm Ethan Chadwick, and this is The Woke Report.
Shut up and sit down.
In a world where fake news has been attacked and debunked, two men bravely walk into the deep end.
No, oh, it's cold.
Ah, something touched my foot.
Oh, stop splashing me. Oh.
This is The Woke Report. Everything on this program is purely satire. Adult language may be used. Viewer discretion is advised. Welcome into The Woke Report. I am Ethan Chadwick, your host. With me, as always, is the late Evan Hall. You can find us on Twitter at Woke Report. You can also find me at Ethan Chadwick 15 and Evan at Evan Hall 62. Yes, starting out today, we have our top story coming to us from Japan, where we have the World Battlefield Championships, and we actually are having a prime interview with the just recently crowned winner of that. And I am going to interview him now. We have him on the line, and we're going to kind of see what he's got to say about it here right now. Joining us now on the phone is Clarence, the winner. And Clarence, how you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, and so this was a pretty surprising, landslide of a defeat, in that you had one hit remaining on one of your ships left, and you won the game with, that much left. So, props to you, first of all, and we want to say, thanks a lot for, joining us right here. What can you tell us about the competition in general? Like, how did that go down?
Well, it was easy with my strategy of guessing where my opponent's ships were.
All right, and what can you tell us about your opponent in the championship round?
Well, I'm the best quarter in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get. He's mediocre, at best, and not even a top 20 receiver. Go Hawks!
Well, that seems a little bit like plagiarism. I don't think that was yours. What inspired you to say that?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, I clearly defeated my opponent handily. This wasn't even competition if you really look at it.
I guess...
I destroyed him!
Yeah, one shot. I mean, it was a decisive victory, to be sure, but you had one hit away from losing. And how do you keep your head in pressure situations like that?
Well, I go to my happy place, that's for sure.
And where's that?
It is is the beach in the middle of the Pacific Ocean under an ice palm tree, clowning some noobs at Battleship.
Interesting.
It is.
Yeah. Okay. So, do you have anything you want to say to anyone while you're here on the air? Or?
I just want to shout out to my mom and my grandma and everybody back home. And I love you guys. And I'm clearly the champion. And I'm so glad I got the sponsorship deal with M&M's to be sponsored by them in this tournament, and I just want to give a shout out to everybody at my school over at Johnson Elementary School. I'm clearly the world champion, and I think it's time that all the haters and the doubters just took it like it is. I have a big giant trophy now in my room, so yeah.
How do you already have the trophy in your room while you're still there in Japan, having just won the trophy?
And the haters have been shut down by my victory in this tournament. I dominated from beginning to end, really.
Well, you actually won three of your matches by forfeit.
I pwned him.
By forfeit because they were cheating and you got destroyed. So
Noobs
I don't
can't handle this.
All right, whatever. We want to thank you for joining us. We're going to switch over to a segment here in the studio. In this segment, we like to call By the Numbers.
Welcome to By the Numbers. I'm Evan Hall, bringing you stats and figures to revolutionize your mind. Let's start out with some money that you can save. Our first figure is $5,484. That's how much you can save on groceries by rejecting society and becoming nomadic hunter-gatherers while foraging for food in the forest amongst your tribe. Moving on, we have 329 feet per second. That is the speed that an arrow from my primitive bow is hoping to hit that squirrel up there on that tree, so perhaps we can finally eat tonight and not starve again. Our last figure I'd like to share with you is 2. That is the extra helpings of mammoth meat that I think Peter took back to his cave. Unless we do something, he will drain our resources from this prehistoric society before winter. We must deal with him. I, for one, vote for murder. This has been By the Numbers. I'm Evan Hall.
This is The Small Picture. Welcome to The Small Picture. I'm Ethan Chadwick. Today, we want to examine a few different things that you may not have considered because you're constantly looking at bigger pictures. First off, do birds' wings, when they flap, make a noise in the forest? Yes. Yes, they do. And the sound is loud enough to break the eardrums of the average ant. Bet you feel dumb now. Next up, how much wood can a woodchuck chuck? Well, he can't chuck anything because he threw out his back in a work accident last May, and you're completely wrong to bring that up, you imbecile. He got fired for that. If I travel back in time and I step on a butterfly, will it really completely change the world? Why, yes, it would. It would change that butterfly's world. And you ever stop to think about anyone but yourself? That butterfly did nothing to you. Why do you want to step on it? I mean, what the hell is your problem? I think you really need to get a grip and look at the bigger picture and see that, crap, I did it again.
Well, that's a damn shame.
Yeah, that's my bad. Moving on, a new survey says that the majority of Irish people can do a damn good Irish accent.
That is surprising.
Surprising indeed. Moving on from that, we're going to now go to our science corner.
Science corner!
With forks and spoons.
As a way of explanation, we started doing science corner because we hired Forks McGee and Spoons Malone to work for us here at the studio because they actually lost their jobs at University College. And we're going to have them, you know, let us know what kind of what's going on and talk to us a little bit about global warming. So with that, we'll turn it over to our now very own Mr. Spoons McGee.
Okay. Dr. Spoons McGee. Okay, let's get that.
Well, it sounds like the university would beg to differ.
Well, those asshats at University College have not heard the last of Forks and Spoons. Because we may have lost the battle, but we have not lost the war for good science research in this country. They do not know what they're doing. It is their loss because we are distinguished scientists in our field. We are inventors and researchers.
Yes, yes.
Pisses me off.
Yes, indeed it pisses me off too. And science has proven, one assumes, that firing two of your scientists is going to leave you in trouble.
Well, statistically...
Science has proven that, one assumes.
Statistically, also, it's now proven that they have a higher chance of having their asses kicked.
Yeah, science has proven that as well, one assumes. that you can't get away with doing this kind of a thing, sacking your best and most, you know, widely known scientists. You're gonna pretend that it's a good idea to get rid of them because, quote unquote, your science experiments were illegal, and, quote unquote, you guys didn't actually do anything related to real science, and, quote unquote, you guys were doing things that were against university policy. I don't want to hear all that. I want you to know that you made a big mistake by letting us go.
Dr. Forks, if I may ask you, what exactly led up to your firing, and what about that global warming?
Well, as you know, we've been with University College for 6 months, and we found ourselves in a bit of a pickle. Because we...
Pickle, more like pickle from hell.
Right, right. That's what I'm saying. But, I mean, what we were doing is we wanted to do a test to see, you know, which bias we could get to with each of the co-eds. And the university said that that was illegal and that it wasn't scientific and yada, yada, yada. It was a bunch of nonsense, really.
Well, plus my proposal to put laser beams... laser beam gun racks on salmon is apparently not a real legitimate field of research.
Oh, I know. It's, like, ridiculous. Have they ever even scienced? Like, for real, it's out of control.
It's terrible.
I mean, I guess I can see that. But again, I mean, you guys, we're going to talk to us about global warming today and it's kind of its effects, right?
I'll tell you what's boiling. What's boiling is my blood. Because I'm a professional with years of experience in the art of science. Because I have been training my entire professional life to do the kind of research those jokers over at University College wish they now had. But of course, I'm not there anymore.
And they're just going to have to deal with that.
I just think that salmon with laser beam racks attached to them is a perfectly valid form of research into military technology.
And let's not pretend that $40 million in lawsuits against the university from two different families is really a big deal and worth firing someone over because of quote-unquote inappropriate behavior. I mean, it's a bit ridiculous if you ask me.
Mr. Spoons, I'm struggling to understand this. Is it true that we could see the end of the polar ice caps within the decade? The thing is that they act like I do nothing with my time over at University College. It's like what do they think I do? I'm in my laboratory studying the effects of all sorts of things on the planet and anything else that strikes my fancy. I mean, our pop rock soil idea was genius.
It was. We don't know why it didn't work, but it was genius.
Yeah. And it's just... Wow, you know, I don't even know what to say to them. I don't even know what to say to them. I sure wouldn't come crawling back for that job. Because now we've got our own gig on this show. So, yeah.
I don't know why we'd want to go back there, ever.
They haven't heard the last of Dr. Spoons and Dr. Forks. They have not heard the last of it.
Yeah, I mean, like, honestly, they can come crawling back as much as they want. I'm not sure that I'm going to be willing to listen to that kind of talk because it's embarrassing that they would throw me under the bus just because I felt up a couple co-eds. I don't get it. I don't get it. I know that it's against university policy and all, but, I mean, they said it was fine. We told them it was for science and they were willing to submit to it. I mean, I don't know what the problem is.
Dr. Forks and Mr. Spoons, this is still on my mind. You know, we're seeing a lot of extreme weather patterns lately. You know, hurricanes, stuff like that. Forks and Spoons, are those your real names?
Wow.
So first I don't even get a parking space at University College, and now I come here, and I'm still getting treated like...
Can't believe that you did not!
Wow, now you've...
I can't believe that you would say that to me!
You've really made him mad now. He's throwing things all over the floor.
I haven't gotten this angry since I went to anger management, and it's all your fault!
That anger management was not cheap.
I'm out of here for now!
We are professionals. You know what? You've angered him, and I just hope we get a parking space. spot at this professional, quote-unquote, news organization. So, yeah, don't mess with us because we're in high demand.
Right. Well, I guess we're done with that segment.
Interesting as always.
Interesting as always, indeed. All right, moving on to other news. Florida man built a time machine and apparently went back in time to stop a fight between himself and his wife that took place during a kid's field trip. I believe we reported on that a couple weeks ago.
Shocking development.
Shocking indeed. He apparently ended up fighting himself when he went back in time and washed up a week later on a beach. And we're being told that he is in stable condition now, physically speaking. Mentally, obviously, probably not.
Well, I mean, the time fabric is probably all messed up now.
Yeah, probably. I mean, for all I know, like, we had someone like a reality TV star win the presidency. what jokes.
Well, our next story comes to us from an Ohio family who is overjoyed to find that their lost dog, who they lost on vacation up in Washington State, made several thousand mile journey back home to Ohio. The family described that their Australian Shepherd, Jerry, was lost while they were playing on a beach in Washington. When they returned home, they could not find him, and he eventually, a few weeks later, came back. They're saying that he braved the wilderness and tons of personal peril to make the thousands of miles of journey. Although the neighbors who are a little skeptical are calling this a tall tale.
Really, Evan?
My life is a lie.
Unbelievable.
I'm empty.
I would imagine so. We're going to go now to do another interview because, well, whether you knew it or not, the Super Bowl is coming up this Sunday. And in it, we have the New England Patriots taking on the Atlanta Falcons. Now, this has kind of been a frequent occurrence for the Patriots. The second visit for the Falcons all time to the Super Bowl. But we actually are going to have an interview with a Patriots fan. We're going to take it out now to Houston with Brett Richards, who has more on the story.
Oh, yeah, thanks. This is Brett Richards. My friends call me Matador, but you probably really shouldn't. Can you give us your name there, sir?
I'm Ron Ron, and I'm the biggest Patriots fan in the whole wide world.
That's kind of douchebaggish. So you're here in Houston. Where are you from?
I'm from, like, Iowa. But I'm, like, a super big Patriots fan, and I've always been a Patriots fan. What?
Yeah, what was their record last year?
I don't know, but we're just the best team in the world, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Bandwagon, bandwagon fan.
Why does the NFC even bother putting up a team against the Patriots? Take that, Goodell.
Oh, yeah, what? Take that, Goodell. What are you referencing there?
Well, all of my Patriots fans were talking to me about how it would be just so awesome if Goodell had to hand Tom Brady the trophy because it's going to be totally awesome. Go Patriots.
Yeah. Do you know why they're saying that?
It was awful, man. It's like, don't mess with the Bradester. He's got the best fans in the league, and we're just like the best team ever. We're literally God's gift to football.
Is that so?
Absolutely, 100% go Patriots, yeah.
Well, I gotta say, you sound like a complete and utter douchebag. Just want to throw that out there.
Well, that's ridiculous. I'm sure you're a hater. What, you like the Falcons, huh? You're a Falcons fan.
I'm cheering for the Falcons.
When did anybody start rooting for the Falcons? I can't even say it with a straight face because, I mean, like, who likes the Falcons? When did any, you know, it's like they're not even, they don't even have real fans.
Yeah, I just want to ask you, who was the kicker for the Patriots when they won their first three Super Bowls?
Wow, way to like totally change the subject from the fact that Tom Brady is going to be given the Vince Lombardi trophy by none other than Roger Goodell, because it's time to pay up your respects, Commissioner, and realize who's the best team with the best fans in the world.
So you have no idea.
It's not even the point. Not even. Wow.
Okay, so I'm just going to go ahead and clarify that you are, in fact, a bandwagon fan.
I'm the best Patriots fan since, like,
how many ever. Games has Tom Brady played in this year?
Like, a bajillion? I don't know. Point is, Brady is always on his game.
Yeah, bandwagon fan. Called, signed, sealed, delivered, sending it back to the studio. All right, well, thank you, Brett, for that.
I mean, to be fair, though, there was a few interesting good points.
No, there really weren't.
I do think Goodell's been a little bit harsh.
I mean, he has, but the guy had absolutely no clue what he was talking about. He's clearly a bandwagon fan. I think Brett kind of pointed that out pretty well.
Well, you know what? His fandom will never beat my fandom for the Warriors of Golden State.
Okay, who are some players on the Golden State Warriors that weren't on there in the last 5 years?
Wow, totally changing the subject from the fact that we have a story about the Super Bowl.
That's what I thought.
It's not even legitimate.
That's what I thought.
Not even legitimate. Steph Curry, man. Steph Curry.
Well, we're going to wrap that up then today for the Woke Report. A little bit shorter today because we had some guests cancel out and we weren't able to fill that time. But we want to thank you for tuning in. Once again, you can find us on Twitter at Woke Report. You can find me at Ethan Chadwick 15. You can find Evan over here, the bandwagon Warriors fan, at Evan Hall 62 on Twitter. You can also email us at wokereport@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. Have a good one and stay woke.
Shut up and sit down.